Welcome to Bitachon for Our Times with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ya'el Zavidowitz, the talking strategy. Rav Yisrael Salander said that the furthest distance in the world is from the head to the heart. One can know something, but knowing it is not necessarily enough to impact one's behavior or emotional reaction. For example, one may know and fully believe that losing one's temper is never a good idea. They could speak about it, explain all the negative outcomes of such behavior, but then when someone pushes their buttons, they may still react with anger. Here's another common example. One may know and fully believe that eating too much junk food makes them feel sick and saps their energy. But then when their favorite, whatever it is, fill in the blank, let's say chocolate chip cookies, are sitting there on the counter, warm and fresh out of the oven, they can't stop themselves from overindulging. Having knowledge is important and is the first critical step, but it needs to travel its way all the way from our brains, from the intellect, to our hearts, so that we could bring our emotions and corresponding behaviors into alignment with our knowledge. Bitachon is a chov halev, a duty, an obligation of our heart. One strategy to help prod this journey along is to speak about emunah and bitachon. In Sefer Tehillim, Perek Pei Daled, Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, Hashem Tevakos, Ashrei Adam Bo Teach Bach. Ashrei Adam Bo Teach Bach. Fortunate or happy, praiseworthy, is the person who has bitachon, who trusts in Hashem. Who is Hashem? Hashem Tevakos. Hashem rules the heavenly bodies. There's a Gemara in Talmud Yerushalmi in Brachos, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, that says about this very pasuk, La'olam al yehei ha-pasuk hazeh zaz mitoch picha. This pasuk should never leave one's lips. Commentaries note that the Gemara is teaching us a strategy to increase our bitachon, and that is to talk, to speak about bitachon as often as possible. Speaking about bitachon can take many forms. It can mean sharing stories, like the hashkacha pratis you are noticing in your own life, based on the journaling strategy. It can mean saying Baruch Hashem, as many often do throughout the day, and trying to say it with kavana. It can mean speaking about Hashem's guiding hand as you discuss current events with your family while chatting with friends or through your electronic communications. It can mean saying Tehillim daily and focusing in on the themes of emunah and bitachon that run throughout the Sefer. These are just a few examples. No two people are the same. Since bitachon is a chov of the lev, an obligation that resides in the heart, find and experiment with what resonates with your own unique heart. And with siyata deshmaya, as you speak more and more about bitachon, as you talk the talk, its message will traverse that far distance from your head to your heart. Thank you for listening to Bitachon for Our Times. At every moment of every hour, there is no other force or power. Ein od milvado, efes zulaso. Bitachon for Our Times is dedicated by Eve and Sedona Cohen in loving memory of their grandfathers, Philip Cohen of Philadelphia and Dr. Dudley Weber of New York, of blessed memory.